The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning.
Good morning. We hope you're well. It's Thursday, the 15th of April. I'm John Duggan and this is the OTB Brief, the one-stop shop for your sports news every day. Now, Liverpool were knocked out of the Champions League at the quarter-final stage last night. They played out a goalless draw with Real Madrid at Anfield, meaning the Spanish giants go through 3-1 on aggregate. Real will now take on Chelsea in the semi-finals. It's the first time since 2018 that the Merseyside club will finish the season without any silverware. Focus will now switch to making next season's competition, with Jurgen Klopp's side sixth in the Premier League and 3 points off the top four. Klopp feels qualification can be achieved.
I think we are not in a bad moment in the moment. We played pretty well, even when it was a late winner against Aston Villa, but we played a good game against them. We played really good against Arsenal, so not so good against Real Madrid the first leg, but the other games were not bad. Tonight, a good game, so we just have to keep going. We really have to keep going. We have to keep fighting, and we want to be next year in the Champions League.
Manchester City have made the last four for the first ever time under their boss Pep Guardiola. They beat Borussia Dortmund 2-1 in Germany, meaning they go through 4-2 and will now meet PSG. Riyad Mahrez scored from the penalty spot after 55 minutes for the visitors. Phil Foden also found the back of the net in the 75th minute. Guardiola was emotional at full time.
Incredible, happy, honest for this club, for this organization, for our chairman, for our players, of course, our fans, for everyone. Yeah, we were brilliant, except the first 10 minutes that they were good. And the last 30 minutes and the second half, we were so good. So incredible, happy to be in semi-final, the best four teams in Europe against big, strong teams. And we're going to try, arrive good and try to play a good game.
Manchester United and Arsenal are both in Europa League action tonight. Mikel Arteta's side are away to Slavia Prague with the tie poised at 1-1 from the first leg. Meanwhile, United entertain Granada at Old Trafford, the hosts bringing a 2-0 aggregate lead into the game, both matches kicking off at 8. At the same time, Villarreal host Dinamo Zagreb, Roma welcoming Ajax as well to the Stadio Olimpico. Adam Griggs will name his side to face France in the Women's Six Nations in association with Guinness on Saturday, later this afternoon. Ireland are set to take on France in Donnybrook, with plans to be put in place by the government to allow elite sports people to be exempt from mandatory hotel quarantine. The winner of this game will take on England in the tournament final on April the 24th. Meanwhile, Simon Zeebo will return to Munster on a one-year deal this summer. He's leaving Racing 92 to come home. The Corkman has not played for Ireland since 2017. Here's the reaction of the former Ireland and Munster hooker, Keith Wood, to the news.
I think it's great news. I think it's a one-year deal, which I think is the appropriate amount. He either comes back, plays, becomes that senior figure that Andy was just talking about. And it'll be interesting to see what he brings back, because when you get players that have been away and come back, they do bring an awful lot of the things that they've learned from it. Also, it isn't too long. You know, he isn't a 3 or 4 year contract, you know, so he's coming back. I think a lot of the young guys can learn from him, and I think he still has a high level of ambition, so I think he'd have to get himself back. I think he's put on weight while he's over there. He looks an awful lot of a bigger man than he was, so he may have to shed a few of those pounds, and but he'd be fighting for his position, and he think he wants to play for Ireland. So look, he's back in the country, which means he's available if he fits into the plans. He didn't fit into Joe Schmidt's plans. If he fits into Andy Farrell's plans, I think it's good all around for everybody.
Shane Lowry and Graham McDowell will carry Irish interest at the RBC Heritage. On the PGA Tour today, the first players tee off their opening rounds at midday Irish time. Gavin Moynihan, Paul Dunne, Cormac Sharvin and Jonathan Caldwell are all in the field for the Austrian Open, which is underway today. Horse racing begins at Limerick today at 5-2. And coming up on OTBAM from 7:30 with Ger Gilroy and Owen Sheehan, we're speaking to Mark Lawrenson and Louise Galvin. Then tonight we'll hear from John Giles and Kenny Shields on the show. That is your brief for today. I'm John Duggan. We're back tomorrow morning from 7 a.m.
The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning. OTB Sports Radio, live 24/7 on the OTB Sports app.